investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919. 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Translate and cover up your house with plants.
Tis the season to be jolly.
That means this time of year here makes me dance.
Don we now our gay apparel.
In other words, we put our happy clothes on.
Troll the ancient Yuletide carol.
I guess that name.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump continues his fight over the outcome of this year's election, repeating claims of voter fraud earlier today at the White House.
This is probably the most fraudulent election that anyone's ever seen.
When asked if he still had confidence in Attorney General Bill Barr, the president told reporters to ask him again in a few weeks. Barr this week said the Justice Department had discovered no evidence of any widespread voter fraud that would overturn the results of the presidential election.
You're not going to find it in the chocolate fountain at Golden Corral.
...and trial for the deaths of two people and the injury of another person in Wisconsin. Kenosha County Judge Lauren Keating today finding probable cause.
And in this case, felonies were committed relating to the counts in the complaint. I bind over as such that probable cause further exists that this defendant committed those felonies.
The Illinois teen's attorney said their client acted in self-defense during the racial injustice protests. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey. Still got a full hour left at 5:05. Right now I'd like to redeem our almost Dr. Baumhauer, Dr. B. Berger, Daily Double Doctor of the Day. We gave you that name this morning. I need it phoned in at 272-9228, and your answer has to be in the form of a question. So give me that name now and win a certificate that will get you a couple of those incredible Dr. B burgers, sides, beverages, and parking at the RSA building so you can enjoy the latest addition to the menu at Wing Fingers. And I'll play this while we're waiting for calls.
On the 12th day of Die Hard, John McClane rescued me. With 12 bullets loading,
11 walls exploding,
10 Germans dying,
9 snipers aiming,
8 bones a-breaking,
7 Texas shooting,
6 rockets launching,
5 franchise films,
4 dead hostages,
3 handguns,
2 C-4 tubes,
and a yippee-ki-yay.
On you.
No, I will not be shamed on my show. All right, let's find a winner, shall we? You are caller one, try again, please. You are caller two, try right back. Caller three, caller four, you're caller five, you're caller six. I'm so sorry you missed by one. And who do we have on?
Oh, you're
kidding me?
Oh, no.
They just lost out on
the
They
did.
Yeah.
Let's see who's on this line. Hi.
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 Who is Dr. Christian Bernard?
Yes.
Do you have that?
You know who it is?
Sweet D.
Sweet D.
Wow.
So yesterday I was caller number six, and I was so upset, so I was going to make sure I get it today.
Well, actually, we're caller eight, but caller seven hung up.
Yeah.
Oh, I was eight again. That really worked for me.
But it worked this time, yeah. So way to go. See, you just keep what I tell you that day. And we ended up giving you the butt paste and everything else.
I told you
to not stop trying. That's how you win.
Never give up, never surrender.
And remember, every time somebody wins, that's one less person you're competing with against the next day.
Oh.
We'll do this contest again tomorrow. Rosie's going to get your information. You hang on and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.
Good job.
Very good job. I've had a lot of people requesting the Shadowgate link. I will post that on Facebook before the end of the show because Terry Adams will make sure that I don't forget to do that.
Yes, I will.
Appreciate it. Local news at 5:08.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Hometex Inc. has announced it will start manufacturing personal protective equipment in Selma. Once its new facility is up and running, it'll create 300 new jobs. The company credits a $10 million loan from the CARES Act money for the expansion into Dallas County. Hometex will produce FDA-approved 3-ply and N95 masks for healthcare providers, government agencies, and the general public. When it comes to Alabama's CARES Act funding, nearly 50% of it has not been distributed. State officials say that with less than 30 days to the deadline, 48% of the money is unused. The money will be distributed to programs covering small business relief, education, mental health, and other needs. The Montgomery cold case death of 16-year-old Jalen Saunders in January 2019 has now been solved. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey announced two people, Ashley Williams and Levante Frazier, are now charged with murder in this case. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
At Marguerite's, we make it, we really make it. And for this Christmas, for $99, we've made a gemstone diamond drop earrings. That's right, in all your birthstone colors. Unbelievably, only for $99. We do it in 14-karat white or yellow gold with the birthstone of your choice. Only at Marguerite's do we do a Christmas special for $99. Nobody else in the country touches us. We're in the Pepperidge Shops. We're open every day to Christmas. Come visit us. Let us help you out. Don't miss up on the $99 Christmas special drop earrings.
Introducing Canada Dry Bold Ginger. It's not your grandma's ginger ale. I know because I'm not your grandma. I don't pressure you to get married. I say play the field all you want. And I drink new Canada Dry Bold Ginger with an extra kick of real ginger taste that would blow the bingo cards out your grandma's bag. I drink it while watching backyard wrestling. There's more on the line when the wrestlers don't have insurance. New Canada Dry Bold Ginger, not your grandma's ginger ale.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a disturbance on the way, which means showers are returning to the forecast. I think the best chance of showers will be in the overnight hours. Otherwise, we're much milder than earlier in the week. Low temperature tonight down to around 50. Tomorrow, showers likely, especially morning and midday hours. High temperature up to about 61. That sounds better. And looking ahead, I'm happy to say we have a storm-free weekend with lots of cool sunshine, high temperatures in the 50s daytime and 30s at night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hard coffee cocktails seem to flow. Gin tankery, more Chardonnay. Christmas is near, drinking the cheer. Ice cubes are cold, more Cuervo gold. Don't be the dink, watch what you drink. Don't be the dork, don't pop the cork. Don't take the wheel, don't be a heel. Don't grab the stick, don't be a... Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Don't let your buddy Budweiser in the car be a butter. Don't drink and drive. If you think you've had a few too many, grab a booth and sober up at Denny's. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Hot coffee cocktails seem to flow. Don't drive away, don't swear the plate. Christmas is near, drinking the cheer. Ice cubes are cold, more Cuervo gold. Take the wheel, don't be a heel, don't grab the stick, don't be a... Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Have Shirley Temple drive, you'll get home alive, she's a friend that won't drink and drive. If you drink gin fizzes like the fishes, you will land your britches in the ditches. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive.
It is 5:13 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV, the Thursday happy hour. Greg Goodell with Rosie Brock riding shotgun. Ooh, that sounds sexy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And Terry Adams.
I'm not riding.
Is our behavior modification specialist.
Go. That's me. That's
and joining, joining us on the line, Mr. Right on the Money, yeah, Brant McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, buddy. How's it going today? Everybody doing all right?
Yeah. We're doing good.
I hear you. Yeah. Interesting day. You know, we got those jobless claims numbers this morning. And then, of course, tomorrow's the big, big number, you know, for the month of November. We'll get the you know,
what did those initial numbers look like? I somehow missed that this morning.
Yeah, it was a lot better. You know, these weekly numbers, you know, they fluctuate wildly. They just really do. You have to kind of put, you know, let's say, you know, arbitrarily, like 10 weeks or so together to kind of identify any sort of trend. But, you know, last week we got those numbers. They were a little worse. This week we got them. They were a lot better. But we do see some layoffs in there starting to kind of pop back up again, and, which is not a surprise. I mean, you know, the case count because of all the testing is going up. There's a little bit of fear about the timing of this vaccine and also the timing of stimulus and whatnot. So I just I think the jobs numbers tomorrow will be much, much more telling. We'll get a lot more detail in those numbers, and I'll be looking forward to that. But, you know, in the meantime, everyone is really looking towards Congress and if you know, to see. It looks like we got a bipartisan type of agreement there. Even McConnell is now saying that he thinks there's a path forward. It's not a huge plan, but it's big enough that, you know, it'll be meaningful. And then beyond that, you know, I really think as we sail into the rest of this year, it's all going to be about what Biden starts, as he continues to talk or open up a little bit more about what his agenda may or may not look like. Which for us, I'll tell you, man, I mean, we've been looking at it, and it, at the first glance, it's really not that horrible, I have to say. I mean, but let's be honest about that at the same time. They can't get much done anyway. I mean, there's so much gridlock in Washington that it's just not going to happen. You know, even if they were to win both Senate seats in Georgia, you can't pass major legislation. There are too many Democrat senators who are just not going to take one for the team who are up for re-election in 2 years. They're just not going to do it. So
there's nothing that scares me more than major legislation from Democrats.
Uh-huh. It should.
That means, here's another fundamental transformation coming our way.
Yep. Get ready. Lube up. Here it comes.
Well, and two, you know, you can also see it a little bit. I mean, Biden and his handlers are not allowing him to entertain the far left. You know, there's a lot of infighting in the party. Uh-huh. I think that the moderates in the Democratic Party are trying to save whatever sort of, you know, whatever's left of it. And the American people were very clear in this election. They do not like that stuff. They don't want it. So I think that's why you're seeing him appoint people to cabinet positions and other places within his administration that are not those ultra left leaning types. And of course, it's ticking off, you know, Warren and Sanders and all the AOC and that whole crew, but. But they don't really care. They just, you know, and so I think on a near-term basis, I believe that the economy is going to continue to improve, especially when we get into next year. I mean, we got to remember, my goodness, you know, you look at some of the statistics, even around automobiles and housing and other things, there's a shortage. There is a shortage in this country for cars and for homes, and that's why we're seeing all these home building numbers like they've been. That's why we're seeing, you know, stocks like General Motors and Ford and all the others trading at 52-week highs because they have cranked up those factories at near 100% capacity, trying to get inventory out. Mm-hmm. So, and furthermore, if you can drill down and look at all the subsectors, you know, it's really, really hard to get to buy shingles for roofs. It's very hard to buy appliances for homes. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a reason steel prices and aluminum prices and all these things are going up. It's all part of what we've been saying for months, that we were going to see price increases and a reflation trade, and that's why we positioned a lot of our portfolios in front of that, and that's why you've heard me be excited over the last 2 to 3 weeks, because it's really been I would say impressive performance. So, and I think it's probably going to continue. I really do. You know, of course, it depends on what happens with the dollar. It continues to break down. But right now, I think 2021 is shaping up to be a fairly good year.
I'm glad to hear that. I want it to be a good year. I don't want to be the year that communism has ushered, the country because of fraudulent elections. That's going to be an interesting thing over the next day or two, because the evidence coming out of Georgia today is very damning. Two things. One was a video where they're pulling boxes of ballots out from under a table. The other is Sidney Powell now did get a judge to say, yes, we will allow you to do a deeper forensic audit on the Dominion voting systems. I think Georgia's a state that could change. It could be, if there's enough fraud uncovered or they're able to audit this election, may not need a runoff on January 5th. I would much prefer that.
Yeah.
And have to sweat the holidays worried about what's going to happen next door. That state is absolutely on the brink of crazy.
I know. It really is. We'll see how all that shakes out, but I will say this. I just can't reiterate. You're going to see a very interesting Congress. The level of crossing over the aisle and compromises and all the political, you know, sort of shenanigans are going to have to die down for the good of the American people. it's just that close. It's just that close.
And on that
note, that's a good thing.
By the way, Brent, phone's open tomorrow morning at 8:30 if you want to hit us at the bell. Because those numbers will be out, you can tell us what to expect.
That'll work out just right. I'll try to call in around 8:30 and at the opening bell, and we'll see what they look like.
All right, and here at 5:20 on this December the 3rd, if my math is correct, we have 28 days left in the month.
Yes, sir.
Use one of those remaining 28 days to make an appointment and sit down with Brant and meet the incredible people on his team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management and go into this next year with a plan. Because a lot of folks, I mean, it affected everybody, but the folks that navigated, especially those initial shutdowns, the folks that navigated those times with a little breathing room are the ones that plan ahead, that have the fallback option, the nest egg, whatever you want to call it. They can help you put that together without turning your life upside down. It's good to listen to money managers and financial planners because their job, they don't want to change your life. They don't want you to turn your life inside out. They want you to be ready for your future and whatever it may bring. 387-0094 is the number to call. 387-0094 McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, we'll hear from you in the morning around 8:30, okay?
That's right. That's right, buddy.
Sounds
good. All right. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Thank the you. Opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
At 5:22, I have to tell you, and I'm not doing this because, you know, I hate to promote myself.
B-S.
You know, I always appreciate compliments on the show.
Yes.
One of the things I hate about Facebook is that people can send you a message, but if you're not a follower, a friend, it goes to another category. And they never remind you what's waiting. And I just went into that category and found a whole ton of messages, including one today from somebody that loved the Christmas shoes in Boom Magazine. That's out online today.
Oh. I love that story.
You know, it's so weird. You must remember, because I know you do. Something came up on the show, and I mentioned those shoes, and I said, that would be a good column.
Yes.
And I wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that day.
It was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And I sat down and came out. It's one of the, you know, most of them do. When you got the idea, when you have the opening line and the last line in your head.
Yeah.
It's just filling between.
Mm-hmm.
I love that feeling.
I need somebody to come to my house every day with a whip. Yeah, you know, somebody who will
money, Greg. Could be done.
Stand there with a whip and get me cracking.
I know people.
So you can finish the damn book.
I can hook you up.
You are the much beloved and glorious.
He's going to send Lynn.
Prime Minister of all playtime.
Not Lynn. Not in this instance, though.
She'd be good at it, though.
No, I'll send Celeste over there. She'll take care of you.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just replied to a bunch of folks that have been, some of these messages have been sitting here for a while.
I keep forgetting that they have the whole message thing on there, so.
Do you have any friend openings?
Let me check. I just replied to one request this afternoon, but there are people that decide they hate me every day, so you never know.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
there are people getting off of Facebook.
If you would just keep the names, and then when somebody does hate me enough to dump me, I'll just add them. We're at 5,000.
Wow.
And how many? 11,506 followers. One follower at a time. This new video I put up of the doggies wearing antlers, pulling the little baby around in his little baby chair with wheels. That is so cool.
That is cute.
I'm sorry. I'm a cornball at heart. I love all
You're
of that.
You're a mush.
I am. Home ownership, something else you might want to consider in the next financial year, because mortgage interest rates, wow, they just keep... Did you ever think you would see them drop below 3?
No, because I'm like you. I remember the Jimmy Carter and the sky high.
1982.
Yep.
I had it was a weird deal because we bought an $80,000 townhouse, which today would probably cost about $350 down there.
Yeah.
And I had a guy that was a big fan, and he somehow arranged a mortgage where we got $7,000 back at closing with no money down.
Wow. He was a fan.
Yeah. But 17 percent interest, and the monthly payment was higher than what we're paying now on a much, you know, on a nice four-bedroom, three-bath in a nice neighborhood.
And that probably was a good interest rate for that time, too.
And that's why you can't, it's hard to compare the Reagan economy to Trump's. Trump's is absolutely better because interest rates are so low.
That's right.
You're always better off when you own instead of rent. A, if you're a renter, you are going to be paying that property tax increase. Even though it goes to your landlord, he's not going to absorb that. You're going to pay that. He'll get the tax break from it at the end of the year. You won't. As a homeowner, you also have the interest rate deduction that is an enormous help at tax time. Plus, you get to, you know, do it the way you want. Probably live in a better place with more room by owning. You need a guy who can take you by the hand, lead you through the process, a guy who has done it for thousands of people and lives to do it every single day. His name is Morris Capuano. He's a great guy, and this is his wheelhouse. So call him at 409-9300, and don't be bashful. You know, if I think my credit. Well, find out, because those things can be worked out. They can be fixed. But you got to know where you stand before you can fix anything. And he'd love to have the chance to talk to you. First-time homeowner or 10th time, he's the best in the business. And his partnership with Renaissance Bank has opened up a lot of programs to those who might otherwise not be eligible. Okay. His NMLS number is 88697. Renaissance Bank is an equal housing lender. And again, Morris's number, 409-9300-527. Coming up.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Starting off with an accident. This is on Highway 80 out at Wall, Alabama, right near the Circle K. There are injuries involved. Watch out for boots on the ground and emergency vehicles there. In Montgomery, I-65 and 85, very busy traffic. I-85 has slow pockets of traffic southbound and northbound through the city. Around the city at the Boulevard, we have congestion at all the major intersections. Taylor Road and, of course, the 31s outbound are very busy as well. Cars everywhere. Please buckle up and drive safely. We have no accidents in the Montgomery Metro at this time. Well, over 55 pre-owned Camrys have arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything you want to trade, from a pocket knife to a yo-yo, it's worth a minimum of $2,000. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors, with a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Shop online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Holidays are about family, friends, loved ones, and making memories. Ligger's Bakery has been baking those memories for over 70 years. From their legendary mint thumbprint cookies, chocolate chip cookies, cheese straws, pedophores, iced cookies, gingerbread men, and more, the Christmas holiday is here, and it's time to place your order. 288-6550. You know the kids expect to see those Christmas cookies and gingerbread men at the table. So get your order in today. Don't forget to show your love to Santa with Ligger's cookies. If the kids prefer to decorate cookies themselves, Ligger sells mini sugar cookie shapes to help add something special to do with the family this year. They have so many cake flavors to choose from. White, chocolate, caramel, coconut, strawberry, red velvet, German chocolate, pound cakes, not to mention the delicious pies that go great with this time of year. Ligger's is one of the only places in town to get the state of Alabama's Lane Cake. Visit Ligger's Bakery on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Call Ligger's and place your order today, 288-6550. Or come by in the Gay Meadow Shopping Center on McGee Road, 288-6550. Come home for the holidays. Come on home to Ligger's.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Twenty-two shopping days till Christmas. There are two gifts we all need. A case of booze and a COVID vaccine.
Skip the booze and keep the cake. It's so great to have Ligger's Bakery on with us. That's that one throwback aroma that you can only find there. There is nothing like the smell of a bakery. And the stuff they do. Remember they did a cake? I think it was from Rich.
Yeah, they did Joey's cake.
A couple of years ago, they did one that had an image on it. It was amazing. It's the real deal. Welcome. Welcome, you guys. It's so good to have you with us.
Yeah.
This is Susan, who has a question for Terry, I believe.
Hi, Greg. I just, real quick question. Mm-hmm. Someone sent me a video on Messenger this week, and it's a doctor out of Georgia, a woman. And I did Google her, and she's got quite a good reputation. I can't remember her name right offhand, but anyway, she, you know, does seem like she's an intelligent person. But anyway, the video, she's going into some detail about the specifically the Moderna vaccine, one being, and boy, she's talking about the nanotechnology.
Yes.
That, and I just wondered if, I don't get to listen to Terry every Saturday night, but I just wondered if he had covered that already or on one of his shows.
I've touched on what nanotechnology is. I haven't specifically spoken about the vaccine, but I will this Saturday night.
I am going to send Terry something I just got this afternoon. I'm going to send you the link.
Please.
There you are.
Well, I'm not taking the vaccine. I mean, I've already drawn my line in the sand. I refuse because it changes your DNA, they say.
Yeah. She was talking about the RNA, the DNA, and the Bill Gates Foundation got their hand in it. It was some scary stuff.
It should scare you.
The article I'm referring to is German virologist Dr. Sukharit Bakhdi.
Oh, I like him.
Expresses deep suspicion of the vaccination development process in place for the coronavirus, which violates well-established scientific norms. He makes several very powerful points that should be considered by those touting a potential vaccine.
Yep, that's not it. I'm not taking it.
Well, she wasn't being, I wouldn't call her an alarmist, but she was just laying out the facts.
Right.
You know, like what is possible.
That's what you want.
And what they could do with this if you got this vaccine, you know.
If we had an honest media, they would be covering that right now, but they're not interested.
I know. It's really... Okay, well, I'll try to listen this Saturday then, Terry. I just... I knew that was right up your alley, and
yes,
I thought,
Susan, here's my recommendation. You got to stop this wild nightlife on Saturday so you can enjoy Terry's show.
Right. I've been raking leaves for 2 months.
You can always listen to the podcast on the official WACV website.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Very good.
NewsTalk931.com.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good night.
Terry's show is just like sex. It's much better live.
There you go.
Good night.
Bye.
What's gotten into me? Good thing I don't have the rolling pin in the studio.
I'm telling you.
Good thing Rosie doesn't.
I don't have the rolling pin.
Have you ever heard of Cooter?
Cooter. That's a bar in France, isn't it? No, that's Coutier. I'm sorry.
Coutier.
Yeah, that's it. No, I've never heard of it.
Send me a link. Here are results on Nevada. Remember, they've had a hearing out there today.
Mm-hmm.
1,500 dead voters. 42,248 who voted multiple times listed RV camps as homes.
But that's okay, I guess.
Here's another one. But there's no evidence, right, Bill Barr?
No.
Maybe go back to the...
you got to do it again. Do it. The chocolate... What is it? The fountain?
Yeah. Go back to the chocolate fountain and have a... In fact, fill your glass with the... And just drink it.
The syrup. Yeah, go for it. Put your head underneath the spigot and have somebody hold it down.
That's right. And just have it roll, you know, straight into your mouth.
There you go. Save time.
All right. I had somebody call about this. I'm pretty sure this is what they were asking for. It's an old Bob Rivers radio comedy bit.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a little bit dicey. I haven't listened to it in a while.
Rivers.
About the 12 pains of Christmas.
That's such a pain to me is finding a Christmas tree. second thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The third thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Hangovers.
Rigging up the lights and finding a Christmas tree. The fourth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Sending Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fifth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me. 5 months of bills.
Sending Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The sixth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Rigging up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The seventh thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
The Salvation Army
facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez.
I'm trying to rig up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The eighth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
These cards.
Oh,
you
just give me a beer, huh?
Well, we have no extension cards.
Finding a Christmas tree. The ninth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy.
Donations.
Facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Writing out those Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Now, why the hell are they blanking?
And finding a Christmas tree. The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Buy me something.
Get a job, you bum.
Facing the in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Yo-ho, sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, look at this.
One light goes out, they all go out.
And finding a Christmas tree. The 11th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
People.
Who's got the toilet paper?
Get a flashlight, I blow a fuse!
And finding a Christmas tree. The 12th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Singing Christmas carols.
Still TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking.
Charities.
Gotta make them dinner.
5 months of bills.
I'm not sending them this year, that's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart. You ring up the lights.
Greg, but I'm so happy I don't have to deal with hangovers anymore.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Don't miss them a bit.
I've exchanged hangovers for news hangovers.
Yeah, really.
Here's another example of how the media can be 24-carat...
Rectum?
Yeah. Kristi Noem, well-regarded governor. They're already trying to sabotage her because she... absolutely has presidential possibilities.
Oh, she's awesome.
She kept her state open during the pandemic. Refused, followed the Constitution, asked people to make sensible choices, but didn't do what Gretchen Whitmer and so many other fascists
have
done.
Yeah, she wasn't a dictator about it.
So the Daily the Daily Beast puts out a tweet today. Kristi Noem continues to downplay the virus, refuse a mask mandate, and ignore the terrible price her state is paying, inferring that her mother, who just passed away in a nursing home, died of COVID-19. She did not.
They have no shame, man.
One of the respondents said her grandmother didn't die of COVID, you miserable pieces of Schmidt. And that's what they are. That's what makes liberals tick. They are miserable people. And the only way they know how to cope with it is to make you miserable, too.
Mm-hmm.
So when I dive off the deep end, I'm giving them exactly what they want. And I'm not in the mood today.
Good for you.
But there you go. They must see her as a threat in 2024 But why don't we work on her now?
Yep.
Under the guise of our national news director, Barack Hussein Obama. All right, we need to go downstairs and check traffic quickly.
Yeah, we need to.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on Highway 80 at Wall, Alabama. It's right near the Circle K. There's an injury involved. If you're headed out that way home, use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles. In Montgomery, congestion all around the boulevard at all the major intersections. We have very heavy traffic on Atlanta Highway outbound, Norman Bridge, the 31s. I-65 at 85, very heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery with slow pockets of traffic on 85 northbound from the interchange all the way to Perry Hill, and slow traffic 85 southbound from South Union Street to the I-65 interchange. Buckle up, be safe, we'll keep you updated. We have no accidents to pass along at the moment in Montgomery. Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on the Atlanta Highway. Everything for your vehicle at one location, Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Holiday Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, and wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Check off your gift list early during Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Plus, take an extra 25% off. Get sleepwear sets, $20.99. Ninja Foodie Indoor Grill is $199.99. And get up to 25% off Koolaburra Home. Plus, get Kohl's Cash. Plus, fast and free store pickup. Give with all your heart. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles, 25% offer valid December 3rd through December 9th with promo code FAMILYSHOP. Koolaburra offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Hi, I'm Tyson Eves with Serendipity Uniforms on the Eastern Bypass in the Promenade Shopping Center. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 7 years. We use them exclusively for all our radio advertising. It is by far the biggest bang for our buck. If you want results, go with Blue Water.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. call Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a disturbance on the way, which means showers are returning to the forecast. I think the best chance of showers will be in the overnight hours. Otherwise, we're much milder than earlier in the week. Low temperature tonight down to around 50. Tomorrow, showers likely, especially morning and midday hours. High temperature up to about 61. That sounds better. And looking ahead, I'm happy to say we have a storm-free weekend with lots of cool sunshine, high temperatures in the 50s daytime and 30s at night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you looking to buy someone a new car for Christmas? Brubaker Motors can help. Make this Christmas one they'll never forget. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time.
Office party in the house tonight. You'll probably hit on the boss's wife. The company budget tight so far. So forget about the rumor that it's open bar. Instead of a bonus, you're gonna get a real cheap gift from your secret Santa. After a few strong cocktails, you'll be dancing on the table like a Chippendale. The new girl working in your department will probably pass out in your apartment. The office party on the holiday leaves you quite hungover the very next day.
Office party in the house tonight. All employees better show up on
party this year, but much beloved and glorious.
Well, you know, we can't break those quarantine and those separation laws, you know.
Yeah. I feel so sorry, though, for businesses that, like the retailers, that depend on this time of year to get into the black. The restaurants and caterers and everybody else that...
It's crazy.
It is. It just is. And, of course, the timing isn't the least bit suspicious.
Yeah, really.
I posted the Shadowgate video on Facebook.
Good.
I may end up in Facebook jail for doing it, but I urge you to watch it. Because what they do in this video is, and we've talked about it, and Terry was the first. Always have to give you credit for being the first to bring the deep state to our attention. And yes. With the passing of time...
I've never wanted to be more wrong in my life, but I'm not.
But what we're finding out is that it's deeper than we even thought possible.
You better believe that rabbit hole's.
And now we know it's not the elected officials, not even the appointed ones. It's the contractors.
Well, no. Think about it. No FOIA. You can't. You know, no freedom of information because they're not official government employees.
Here's a note from Elizabeth who says, "I just wanted you to know I've started changing the station or turning off the radio when you play the Fox News segment."
Good.
"Please share with the powers that be and ask them to get a different news source that's not controlled opposition. I listen to you guys every single day and love your shows, and especially the morning show."
Gotta love that.
But that's, I'm just here.
That's cockawarming.
You know who?
Adorable.
Rich Thomas. I mean, we're just window dressing for the Lord of the Weather.
There you go. No, don't sell yourself short, Greg. You are the man.
Elizabeth, I will pass this along. You don't mind if I text while I'm talking. Hey, while I'm doing this, why don't you tell us about Clearing the Air Saturday night and what you got planned?
We're kind of going to go back over everything that's happened about the attack. And it somebody in the Pentagon verified with me that, yes, it did happen. There were casualties. They explained them away by a helicopter crash. And I forget the other excuse that the mainstream media gave us, or the deaths. But... as I understand it, it's kind of sketchy, two or maybe three patriots from the special forces that are working, I call them white hats, they're the good guys, working with Trump and the patriots, were fighting the agency people who were running this server farm in Germany. Now, by doing this, by using a server farm not in America, that allows Trump, because of his executive order, this allows him to pretty much gives him carte blanche, because now we have an outside government interfering in our election. So if Trump wants to, he can declare martial law. He can suspend habeas corpus. He can do anything he wants to round up these traitors. So, you know, if you've been listening to the show, you know Miss Rosie believes that, and she's not alone. A lot of people believe that the good guys are going to win. Everything's going to be okay. And I've kind of been the other way. This gives me hope. And I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I hope Miss Rosie's right. This gives me hope because now we've got some hard evidence. And if you listen to Lynn Wood, he talks about all this evidence, hard evidence they have. My question is, who's going to see this evidence and who's going to make this ruling? That's the only question I have now.
Look, Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell, they have way too much on the line to waste anybody's time with.
I agree. Nonsense. They know what they're talking about.
They are not lawyers that need a publicity stunt.
True.
They'll make millions of dollars every year just based on
yes.
the value of their work.
I agree.
And I think, in part, in this instance, they are being driven by love of country more than money.
I sure hope so, because this is we're talking about the soul, and I mean the soul of America is at stake right now in this election.
Look at Hillary. Now, this is interesting. Hillary today says Trump's not going away. You better believe it, bitch.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't go back into the White House, he's going to spend the next 4 years doing to you and everybody else what you did to him.
Yep.
Peaceful transition of power. He never got it.
No, they were on him from day one, and they never backed off the whole 4 years
not
he was there.
Not one bit.
He had to play. Think what he could have done if he wasn't having to play defense 24/7.
Think of what he got done in spite exactly. of the
yes.
fact that he had to fight.
Exactly, every day.
And yeah. a pandemic that wrecked the economy.
After he had built it.
I asked people, what you think about it, back in, if you have a 401k, a retirement plan, whatever, and you watched it collapse back in April, what would you have settled for by the end of the year? Mm-hmm. When the Dow was below 19,000 again, what would you have hoped and prayed for by the end of the year if the economy rebounded? A lot less than what actually happened. The Dow is pushing 30. He's almost doubled the market value. And yep. when that happens, that's not just rich people getting rich. Those are retirees and other people who have more money to support them. But that's, you know, the left doesn't care about that. They just love to break us into classes.
Yes,
and
sir.
Rich, the poor, and the...
Oh, they pit us against each other all the time. They have to. Because people, you need to understand, if we all ever got together, all of us, dropped our differences and got together, we could stop this instantly.
Got to. It is 5:53, our final traffic. Rusty and David and Terry joining us shortly.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We still have that accident being worked at Highway 80 at Waugh. An injury was involved, but we got boots on the ground there. Use caution. In Montgomery, we're looking a little better on the interstate. Not quite as congested as it was, but still a lot of cars through the I-65 interchange in downtown Montgomery. Slow traffic from Taylor Road all the way to Chantilly on 85 northbound. East South Boulevard, very congested, as well as Atlanta Highway, Norman Bridge Road, Northeast Boulevard, and 231 to Wetumpka. Use caution wherever you are. We've got no accidents reported in the Montgomery area at this time. Well, from a simple patient transport to life and death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Season's greetings from Brubaker Motors, wishing you safe travels this holiday season. Buckle up from Brubaker. It's better at Brubaker.com.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time, done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit calldixie.com.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business. Printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All right, Terry's staying with Rusty and David.
Yes, I am.
Just a minute ago, we got Fox News on the TV monitor here, and the story is the NAACP is bitching because Joe Biden has appointed very, very few people of color.
But he loves blacks, Greg. He went to a black college.
You're not remember? Black unless you vote for Joe. Again, why do you keep voting for Democrats?
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard!
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
I have to, because I was about to go berserk, but I don't have time. So on behalf of Terry Adams, Rosie Brock, I'm Greg Biddle, back in the morning with the Rich Thomas, Jay Scott, Jesse Lynn. Have a great and safe night, and thanks for touching us up.
Successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today refusing to say whether he's lost confidence in Attorney General Bill Barr after the nation's top law enforcement officer said the Justice Department found no evidence of voter fraud that would overturn the presidential election results.
They should be looking at all of this fraud. This is not civil. He thought